Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast today, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless your people. Bless the reading of this word, that the hearts and the people may be touched today, and you'll take these few minutes that I have, and God, just encourage people. Let people know that you love them. Let them know that you didn't come to condemn them, that through you they may be saved. Make this real to them in their hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Luke chapter 22, verse 23, Jesus told Peter this. He said, I have prayed that your faith may not fail. We know that just before the crucifixion, Peter was warming his hands by the fire, and he was asked, was he one of Jesus' disciples? And he denied the Lord. See, Jesus knew what Peter was going to do before Peter done it. But he said, Peter, I prayed for you. I know you're going to face some trials, but I prayed for you that your faith fail not. That is awesome. Let me tell you, people, the Lord knows when you're going to make mistakes and when you make them, but he loves you anyway. And God restored Peter, as he will restore us. The Bible says that Peter, when he done this, he went out and he wept bitterly. He repented and he was sorry for what he had done. You say, well, what happened to his ministry? In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says that Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, and when he preached, 3,000 was added to the church that day. I think that is a great restoration. And you know, not only should we pray for other people when we see that their faith is getting weak, and we need to pray that their faith fail not, but we also need to guard our own faith. You need to take heed to what you listen to, where you go, and who you hang with. You got to know that faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God, and that by faith you must know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and we must not let waver, for we know that we will reap in due season if we don't faint. But we need to hold on to our faith. We need to stay in God's Word. We need to pray. We need to fellowship with one another. And we need to build up ourselves in faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, staying in God's Word, because the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let me tell you something. What is in operation in your life right now is what you have faith in. You got faith in one thing or another. Some of you got faith that your marriage is going to fail. Some of you got faith that your children are never going to do right. Some of you got faith that you're never going to do any better in your life. And that's what's in operation in your life. What you have faith in is in operation in your life. But if you have faith in God and in God's Word, believing with Him all things are possible, believing that He shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, believing that He will not cast you away when you come, believing that He will save your soul, believing that He will save your children, believing that He can turn your marriage around, believing that He can give you a better job, even in the economy the way it is now. God's not limited to that. I heard several preachers on TV saying that God don't have it under control, that we shouldn't say that. Listen, man does not have it under control. That's the reason things happen like it does. Killings and evil things and wars. That's man's doing. That's not God's doing. God's got His stuff under control. Don't think for one minute. Let me tell you, this whole thing's going according to God's timetable. When He says it's enough, it's going to be enough. When He says, I'm taking my children home on His timetable, He's got that thing under control. We're going home to be with Jesus. Let me tell you, God has it under control. God is able to bless us, but we need to have faith in God. Let me tell you, you need to go to church, you need to get back on your knees, and you need to pray. You go to church once in a blue moon, and then you wonder why your faith is weak. You pray once only when you get in trouble, and you wonder why your faith is weak. You read your Bible once a month or whatever, and you wonder why your faith is weak. We need to have a faithful regimen of prayer and reading God's Word and being with God's people. And the remedy for America, the remedy for your family, and a remedy for us all is go back to church, get on your knees, and pray. Humble yourself before God and ask for help, and God won't turn you away. That's your message for today. God loves you, and He wants to bless you, but you need to guard your faith, receive Jesus Christ, and walk in faith, believing with Him all things are possible.